You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Mitch, welcome to NITV Radio.
Yami Yama, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a very big year for you recording a beautiful song that we had a chance to talk about a little bit earlier this year, Love, in Gamilaroi language. And now you're embarking on another journey, an exciting new journey as a UNICEF ambassador. Congratulations for this opportunity.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it. It's definitely been a big year, hasn't it? I think for all of us in so many different ways. But to be able to jump on board with UNICEF, you know, throughout, you know, this absolutely crazy wave that we're all in known as Corona has just been a real blessing for me and just, you know, a real positive amidst it all. And I just really feel so blessed to be able to become an ambassador with them and be a part of something that I really truly believe in that's UNICEF is, and they do such amazing work across 190 countries, and to be able to sign on with them and become an ambassador and to be able to do work within my own community and space and across Australia and give back, you know, with UNICEF is just a great thing. So yeah, I feel really privileged.
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking, especially at this time of COVID-19. Worldwide already, UNICEF is at the front line of so many issues, children's rights, children affected by all the crises we talk about. We always only see adults, be it bushfires, war-ravaged areas, even the pandemic. The latest figures I heard from, they're not yet to be confirmed, are that at least 60,000 kids have died, not of COVID, but of hunger in this pandemic. Mm-hmm. So they're the collateral damage that we don't talk about.
Totally. There's so much we don't talk about within this space. But like you said, UNICEF are massive and they give back in so many different varied ways. And I just feel so blessed to be able to jump on board and play my role. And, you know, the fact that they've got a heart for First Nations people, for my people, and they really want to give back here in my own backyard, it just really excites me, and I just can't wait to just go in full force and give back to my people and community and do it with, you know, UNICEF along with other programs that I'm running myself, like my own business and venture, Wollumbah. But I just have such a heart for youth and for young people, and, you know, like you said, UNICEF are massive when it comes to, you know, children's rights and reaching out and offering aid and support and help to our young people. So I just feel really honoured to be jumping on board with UNICEF and, you know, getting it done in the near future, which is really exciting. But like you said, I mean, they're at the forefront and front line of so much, whether it's Corona, hunger, poverty, the massive explosion that just happened over there
In Lebanon.
The Middle East, you know, in Lebanon. It's just absolutely incredible, that explosion, just absolutely so horrific. When I seen that explosion, there's not many things on TV that make me go, whoa, and call people to the screen. But when I seen that explosion, it's just in the midst of COVID and everything going on, what those people are going through right now is just crazy. And UNICEF's bang straight there, offering aid and doing what they can to play their part. But again, what excites me is the fact that, yes, they are across 190 different countries and there will be opportunities for me to go abroad and offer help and assistance where I can with UNICEF. But it really excites me that they're really keen and really passionate about working here in my own backyard with my own community, Aboriginal communities across the country. And I get to just help be a part of that journey because I definitely want to be able to help in my backyard first before I venture out. I think that's important.
Yeah, for people who've been following you, it's no surprise because you're already involved in social work and even in your music, you're always carrying a message of helping others and especially looking after the youth. Now, with this appointment, what would be the first task that you're scheduled to be undertaking? Will it be an Australian-wide task, or you'll be going overseas carrying out UNICEF's mission?
Yeah, first things first, I'll be helping in my own backyard with my own people and you know, seeing what we can do collaborative and jump on board with programs that are already in place as well, in terms of, you know, how we can effectively empower and engage with youth, you know, in terms of rural and remote metropolitan Aboriginal kids. You know, what can we do as a collective, and how can we be a part of, you know, change? And by change, I don't mean that airy fairy as in let's go and change the world and let's just eradicate all these horrific overrepresentations in so many different varied statistics, but just how can we play a role and how can we play a part in aiding that change, you know, and what's it going to look like in terms of its longevity, in terms of the short term, how can we really make effective change? And I feel like we hear that so often in terms of organizations and things coming in and out of our communities. But what I love in terms of the collaborative process and jumping on board here with UNICEF is we're going to be really looking at how we really can make effective change and how can we make that long lasting. And, you know, I think when we look at change and we talk about change, often or not, we go straight to that bang, we're going to eradicate all these statistics, we're going to turn it on its head, we're going to just do all this amazing work. But really, you know, we've got to start from a realistic place. And I think, you know, any change that I can be a part of, whether it's small, big, medium, whatever that change is, I want to be a part of it. I want to, you know, be a part of as many young people's lives as I can and just hopefully just do some positive work. You know, I'm not going in there with the mindset of changing the world. I'm just going in there with the mindset of playing my part, and I just want to put my giftings to use wherever I can and certainly in whatever I really do believe in wholeheartedly.
Change takes time. It's not something that we can expect. Most people actually, in the face of what's happening, like what you said in Lebanon, when you see this explosion, or even besides Lebanon, you go further afield, you go to some African countries or Asian countries or in Latin American countries where you see abject poverty, how do you help? You stop the suffering fast, immediate suffering and the hunger. But then there are long-term things, like when you look at the situation back home, children in out-of-home care, children incarcerated, these are long-term battles that need to be fought as well. We can't expect an overnight solution.
Oh, look, 100%. And, you know, that's what I love is, you know, so many organizations that are based out of here as well, you know, don't necessarily have a heart for helping out in our own backyard. So I really love the fact that UNICEF is acknowledging that, you know, hey, there is statistics here that are really severe, and let's play a part in trying to change that around or push it in a direction that is looking hopeful and positive, whilst, you know, going out to these 190-odd countries that are war-torn and full of, you know, absolute famine and poverty and heartache as well. So I just feel really pumped to just be jumping on board with UNICEF and becoming an ambassador, because, yes, they're great and amazing and have a heart for all of these countries, but they have a heart here for my own backyard and want to be a part of a positive change for the young people of my communities and so many different diverse communities across the nation, you know. Because the statistics here too, they're not pretty as well, you know. And I think wherever we can, as human beings, we all have giftings on many different levels. And wherever we can impart those giftings, no matter how big or small, it all aids something much bigger. When we talk about our youth and when we talk about young people, it could be someone at IGA that's packing shelves all day, you know, that comes across a young person and they have an exchange, and within that exchange, they're able to offer hope and able to offer something. And I just feel blessed that where I am in my journey, I'm able to jump on board with UNICEF and offer what I can. And hopefully that's positive as well. I feel like, you know, if we all play that part and all offer what we can really create something beautiful. And that's what it's all about. And we are here right now in COVID, and all of these things are happening within our country and around the world. And we just really need to come together and impart and embrace one another and just, you know, offer help and love where we can.
Now, before I let you go, anything we haven't covered you'd like to add to the conversation, a message you want to send out there?
I think if I had a message for anyone out there right now, it would just be, please know that you're not alone. You know, what we do know through this pandemic and this experience that we're not hearing enough of is we are losing so many lives to, you know, unfortunately, suicide, and so many people are suffering with mental health and things like that. So if there's anything that I could say today, it's just please know that you're not alone. Please know that whatever you're going through right now, you're going to get through it because you are strong and you are worthy. And you mightn't feel like it right now. You might feel so weak and so alone, but please know you are anything but that. You are so strong and you're an overcomer and you were born to absolutely shine. And please just take courage, take hold. There's so many services out there that are just waiting for your call or your text. Just reach out and take the support and don't feel embarrassed because we need you here. We need you on this planet. And if you don't feel love, you can hear it from me first. I love you and it's going to be okay.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.